live? You mean we could take out all the objectionable comments?
Should I restart it?
We're on the air. Oh, I thought we were on the air. We're really on the air? No, we are on the air.
No, I said should I restart it?
Okay, Chevra. Here we go. Gemara says, "Midinano b'ish plain ishu chayev golus." Right, Gemara minani mili. How do I know that if Edim are made on somebody, he's chayev golus, and it turned out to be Edim is Zayimim, that you don't send them to golus? Amar ish lakish a pasuk. The Amar kro hu yonus el achas heorim hu b'lei zayimim. So we have a drasha, hu yonus, hu v'lei zememin, it's a miyut. The miyut tells me that the only person or people who are chayav golus is a rotzeach himself. Edim zememin do not get a din of golus. Rabbi Yechanan says that in fact we can derive this, we don't need a pasuk, and in fact is a kal v'chaymer. Mahu she'osa ma'asa b'mezid eino goyle. Hain, shle osu mais b'mezid, eino din shle yiglu. So Yechanan argue that we can make a kal v'chaymer, and that from the base of the kal v'chaymer we can derive that in fact in zemimin are potter from golus. How? Because if somebody actually does a mais b'mezid, he's a rotzeach b'mezid. The din is eino goyle. It doesn't go to golus. So hain. So they who did an act, quote, of inaction, b'mezid, so they certainly shouldn't go to Golas. Rashi. Who shos amais b'mezid eno goyle? Hoyreg. Shos amais. Im b'mezid aso eno goyle. Vafilu b'zman sheno nerag. Kigoyen b'mezid b'lei hasra. Even if he killed somebody and did not receive hasra, right? You all know the halacha is that a person only receives an oinish if he received hasra before he did the action. The Gemara says the reason that you need hasra is what? Who knows? Kedei lahavchin bein shaygig lemezid. A person has to know, we have to inform him what are the recriminations for what he's about to do. They have to know that it's aser, and they need to know that if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you. No, well, it means that you can't get Einshei based. Based will punish you.
This is only Beis Din.
This is Beis Din halachas. You will not get Misa from Beis Din. Right? Doesn't mean Hashem's going
to
ignore you.
Are you Talmud Torahs and all the halachos?
Yes.
If it's established that I know that I can't kill, would I be allowed to get Misa?
You're saying, you know, you're a shoygate. You didn't know the halachas.
No, I didn't know. Let's say I didn't know the halachas. I just wasn't given a hasra. I went to elementary school, so therefore I know not to kill someone.
But if you didn't get, you're getting out of that struggle, you know you went to school.
I didn't get it yet.
You may have forgotten just before you did it.
I'm not a retard.
We don't say he's a cover?
Well, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt not to kill you.
The benefit of the doubt that you're a retard.
Seriously.
Isn't there a stop sign if he's a cover, you don't have to do a straw?
Yeah, there is a mother one like that. There is a mother like that. Oh, you did? So Andrew. Great. There is a mother one.
There's one.
Oh, where's that? The beginning of that with that vav of Zion. Ches, let's say Ches, and the whole Chayshin Laz, Le Chayshin Laz, and also give it a come to you. That comes up. Okay, hey, I'm all right. I passed your test.
Come back here
right now. Oh. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, "Who shos amais amazed ain't ogeile." No matter what, even if he's not getting misa, he still doesn't go into Golus. Heim shalei osu ma'asa b'mezid. What does that mean? Heim shalei osu ma'asa el dibur ba'alma. Uva mezid heyidu. Eino din shalei yiglu al ha'mezid. As they what they did an aver b'mezid, but it's not called maisa dibor ba'alma. Rashi is telling us that it is understood that dibor, simple speaking, is not called action. Dibor is not called action. There may be moving of the mouth, but this is not called an action. And therefore, if a mezid doesn't get a mezid with maisa doesn't get golus, certainly a mezid without maisa shouldn't get golus. Okay, we'll come back to this. So there is a response to this. Presumably the response would be from Rish Lakish. V'hi noisenes, he gufa, right? He noisenes is an idiomatic expression, means she herself gives, meaning it itself tells us that there is an inherent problem with the whole Kal V'chaymer. Why? Who shows some masa b'mezid le'ligle ki hechi deleti havi le'kapara? It makes sense that someone who does a masa b'mezid shouldn't go to golus in order that he shouldn't get kapara for what he did. But hein shle osu masa b'mezid nami liglu ki hechi delehavi lu kapara. But they that did an action, even though it was b'mezid, but they didn't do an action in their mezid, they should go to Golus in order that they should earn a kapara. Ela the Gemara says, Machvarta keder Reish Lakish. Logic dictates we should say like Reish Lakish. So we have here a machlaikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish learns of the makar that Edom Zemim don't go to Golus is based on a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan says this is not based on a pasuk. In fact, it is based on a Kal V'chaymer. Rabbi Yechanan's Kal V'chaymer is who shosu ma'is u'mezid enu goyle heim shleosu ma'is u'mezid enu din shle yiglu. And Reish Lakish, we'll give it a name now, the Gemara's answer to Rabbi Yechanan, which presumably would be Reish Lakish's retort, is that you have it all wrong. They did a ma'is u'mezid, it makes sense they shouldn't get golus. But they who didn't do a ma'is u'mezid, they ought to get golus, or they could get golus. Therefore, the Gemara prefers the drasha of Reish Lakish over the Kal V'chaymer of Rabbi Yochanan. So, number one is, we need to understand over here the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Why does Rabbi Yochanan understand that he's got himself a Kal V'chaymer? Why does Reish Lakish understand that there is no Kal V'chaymer? What is going on here? And Refrat, what is Reish Lakish's response? What is he saying to Rabbi Yochanan that sort of underhands the whole Kal V'chaymer? Okay? All right. So the first thing to understand is that Golus really contains within it two components. There are two components in Golus. How we will prove this and see this, and Mirat Hashem, we will get into it more deeply in the second parak. But there are two components to Golus. There is a component to Golus of Einish. There is punishment when one goes to Golus. You are punished. How do I know that? Well, very simple. I mean, without bringing any simple rise, but we know if the Goyalad, if the Rotzeach steps out of the Ir Miklat, regardless of why he steps out, he is subject to Chiyuv Misa. Why is he subject to a chiyuv misa? It must be that it's megiyah temen oinish. The miklat, the refuge city that he is staying in, is what protects him from the chiyuv misa. But if he would step out, he would be subject to a chiyuv misa. Presumably, that's oinish. But there also is a musik in golus of kapara. The ritzeach, he acted b'shoigeg, goes to golus in order to achieve kapara v'haraya. When the Kohen Gadol is nifter, we'll get into why and how that works. Basically, at that point, he receives his kapara, and therefore he is potter from going to Golus. So it has two aspects. There is the aspect of Oynish and the aspect of kapara. Now, someone who kills b'mezid, well, logic dictates that someone who kills b'mezid doesn't go to Golus because le'magia lehim, what he did was so terrible, He doesn't deserve a kapara. In order for him to get his kapara, it's got to come through a direct and straight out serious oinish. V'haraya. What does one get? What are other kaparas in Tyre? What's another kind of kapara in Tyre? A carbon, right? When is one chayav to bring a carbon? For example, what's an example of a carbon that's mechaper? A chatas, an asham, right? When are you chayav a chatas or an asham?
If you do something that you'd be chayav misa.
Do it b'shoigeg. Right? It's always shoigeg, shoigeg, shoigeg. The Torah generally provides kapara for shoigeg. So logic then dictates that the mezid, the person who's ritzeach b'mezid, is not magia to him. He could certainly use a kapara, but the Torah doesn't give him the golus. That kapara, the mezid, what he did was so bad, lo magia him this kapara. So logic would then say the same thing by Edom Zemimin. These Edom Zemimin have given this edus b'mezid. They have testified clearly that this person did something, and according to the Edom that come later, they never saw anything they're saying, they're outright liars. They have done in Einish B'mezid. And therefore, logic dictates that they can't have a kapara. They did something B'mezid. So it means that when we are dealing with this sugya, by virtue of the fact that they're both mezidin, it ought to be automatic that neither of them will go to Golus because they're a mezid. It must be that the Gemara is addressing the aspect of Oynish. And the Gemara is saying the following. Someone that did an action b'mezid doesn't get the Oynish of Golus. Hein shaloi osu mais b'mezid. Because what they did was not as bad as the ones who did it b'mezid. They did something that was not as bad. They acted b'mezid, but their action was not mugdar as maisa. So they who did an action, they did an aver b'mezid, which didn't involve maisa, which would seem to be less chomor. So certainly they don't get golus. They don't not magia to them the einish of golus. That would seem to be the Poshib shot in Rabbi Yechanan's Kal V'Chayrev. And Rabbi Yechanan has already assumed Golus is not an issue. They are both Mezidim, Lo Magia Lehem, the whole inyan of Golus Mitzad Kapara. Elamai, the Meduber is getting Golus Midin Oynish. And that, Rabbi Yechanan says, I have a straight out Kal V'Chayrev. Well, Ma, that which is Chomor, you did an action, you killed somebody b'mezid. The din is what? You don't get golus. You don't get the oinish of golus. Certainly, someone who did not do an oinish b'mezid, certainly that person does not get the oinish of golus either. But notice now what Rish Lakish does in turning upside down the Kal V'Chayrev Rabbi Yechanan. Rish Lakish now introduces the inyan of kapara. V'hinoi senes, hu shasa ma'isa b'mezid le'ligli ki hechi d'lei tihavi le kapara. Hein shali osu ma'isa b'mezid nami liglu ki hechi d'lei tihavi le kapara. You got it all wrong. Kapara is meaningful here. I understand when they did a ma'isa b'mezid, they don't get kapara. Whoa, they did was terrible. They did was so bad, they have no right to kapara. But Rish Lakish says that the Edom Zemimin, who did not do a Maisa Gamet, was b'mezid, they deserve kapara. You can't prove anything from mezid. You're right. In terms of Mehilchis Oynish, you're right. You have something to prove from the mezid, from the person who kills somebody. Mezid does an action b'mezid. But in the kapara aspect of Golas, nothing can be proven from the mezid. Adaraba, all evidence, says Reish Lakish, is that there's no good reason to explain why he shouldn't go to Golas. Certainly not Alpi the Kal V'Chayomer. The Mezid doesn't go to Golas because he did a Mais of a Mezid. The Edom Zemimin did a non-Mais of a Mezid, and therefore there is room to hear that they should go to Golas.
But then he has the
puzzle. Mm-hmm. So that's where Rish Lakish says, I have a pasuk. This is all, gentlemen, very strange. Now, the premise that we started out with was that the whole idea, certainly Rabbi Yechanan, the way the whole our premise was that the idea of kapara, which we always find by shoigeg, that doesn't apply to amazed. Therefore, the initial assumption was that this whole meduber, this whole idea of a kal v'chomer, could only relate to einish. And on that, we said Rabbi Yechanan has a good kal v'chomer. Reish Lakish is saying, you've ignored something else. You've ignored the aspect of Golas of Kapara. And he said, once you bring that into the equation, nothing can be derived from the fact that a mazid, someone who kills with mazid, doesn't go to Golas. You're right. The Einish, you have a proof for. But in terms of Kapara, there is nothing to compare from the person who kills b'mezid to Adam Zemimin, who did a non-action b'mezid. So number one, what's going on? If the premise was mezid cannot get kapara, so why does Reish Lakish suddenly wake up and say this mezid can get kapara? Well, what's happening over here? What's the whole shach levitaria? So there is an interesting mashal. Yes, as usual.
When you look at it as opposed to what would as what we define Golas to accomplish. In the beginning, the Gemara said Golas accomplishes a punishment. And the Gemara changed its mind and said, no, it's not actually a chomer dekedin. Golas is a punishment. It's actually a cruel dekedin. It's a leniency. It's a kapara.
Are you hinting that the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is goofa whether Golas is einish or Golas is kapara? Is it einish or is it kapara? As I say,
it definitely contains both aspects, but which one is it more geared to?
You just changed things. As if you wanted to tell me, I had an answer for you. If you're going to tell me that machlekes goof is golus oinish or is it kapara, that's going to be hard to prove because there are a lot of halachas that indicate that it's golus, a lot of halachas that indicate that it is oinish. For example, I'll give you another halacha. The halacha is, we all know, when a person goes to golus, how long does it go for?
Until the kohen gadol dies.
Until the kohen gadol dies. Right? Very interesting halacha, stam is like. What happens if the Kohen Gadol doesn't die? And they die first. What happens? Who knows? You're going to learn about it. You're going to see the Gemara when we get there. Mitzvah Shem. What happens? Huh? Still stays in. What do they do to him? They bury him in the Urim Miklat. But guess what? After the Kohen Gadol dies, what happens? He gets reinterred and they take him and they put him where he belongs. So you, huh?
Saying like,
So you see from there, right? This doesn't make any sense. There must be some kapara aspect over here. Mitzad oinish, it makes no sense. This has to be mitzad some kind of musig of kapara, which is a filu shayach after misa. When midin oinish, it makes absolutely no sense. So you see halachas that both Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish must agree with, that demonstrate that there is an aspect of Golas that is Kapara. Has to be that way, right? Yes, it doesn't make any sense otherwise. So we'll see that. We'll get into that. We'll see the halachas. There are a bunch of halachas of both that are going to prove to us that Golas has Oinish qualities as well as Kapara qualities. So what has Reish Lakish woken up to? Apparently Rabbi Yechanan started out and said, well, when it comes to Kapara, ein ma ledaber. When it comes to Einish, I have a kal v'chomer. Reish Lakish brought back into the equation the musig of kapara and suggested kapara is possible by Edim Zemim. Why? Because they are a loy osu ma'is v'mezid. What does that mean? So the marshal over here addresses it. Mezid nami ligli, he says, pirish. Mezid bedibor, kimay shoygeg b'maisa. Mezid bedibor, kimay shoygeg b'maisa. What does that mean? mean, sof kol sof, one's a mezid, one's a shegeg. What is the comparison between the mezid b'dibur and the shegeg d'maisa? Why is there an equation between the two? They are still fundamentally different. One is a mezid, one is a shegeg. We only find kapara b'shegeg. Never find kapara mezid. What does this mean? You hear the problem, Chevra? You hear the problem, Yossi? It's a good problem? Yeah, he admitted it's a good problem. So when you hear the answer, you'll admit that there was a problem here, huh?
Which problem?
What does the Marshal mean? What is the comparison between Mezid B'dibor to Shegi B'Maisi? All right. So I want to take you to a Gemara in Bar Mitzvah. You know, like, minimize, you know, on the computer, when you hit the minimize button, it goes down, you know? We're minimizing now for a while. We will come back to this Marshal at a later point. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, says, Itmar, Chosma Beko, Inhiga Beko. Torah supplies a lav, Leisachsoim Shor Bedishoi. When an animal is working on being Dosh Tvua, what does Dosh mean, by the way? Anybody know how you make Tvua? Yeah, as the
there's
animal,
a board
right?
And the guy stands on it.
Yeah, okay, good. In other words, when you make wheat, some places in Africa, I think they still do this. This is like the good old days. And wheat has the upper half is the shibolet, the place that has the kernels.
Chef.
First, you take the chaff is the straw, the under part. The upper part contains the kernels. And what they first will do is called zriya, the zara, they'll winnow it, which means like you kind of throw it up in the air, and there's a tendency for the kernels to kind of blow off. The heavier stuff settles down, the kernels blow off to a different place. You collect after that, and then each one of the kernels of wheat is actually in a shell. Did you know that? Wheat is in a shell. You knew that. That's very good. Good for you. Huh? Gemara Brach. That's right. So what now has to happen is we have to crack those shells off the wheat. So you send it, how do you crack that? So you get a behemoth to walk on them. By walking them, they get cracked. Then you do the same thing again. You winnow it again. Now you have the heavy stuff falls down again, and now. If at that point also there are in effect really two shells to the wheat. If the shell is left on, there's another like a peanut. You know, a peanut has a hard shell, and then it has like that
skin,
that skinny kind of thing, right? That skin, if you leave it on, you can sometimes you leave that skin on and sometimes you take it off. When you leave that second skin on, what's it called? Whole wheat. When you take that off, then you get white wheat. And in Torah, whole wheat is called kemach. And white wheat is called solus. And now you know what all these terms mean, right? Solus nikiya means
flour.
Fine, fine white flour. Right. And there is, in fact, you know, I think it's on a peanut, but on a wheat, there's a little thing on the top. That also, like a chaffy thing on the top, which once upon a time was considered garbage and thrown away, today it's very popular. That is called bran. The bran is on the top of the wheat. So now you all learned about wheat kernels. Next time you go out to your field to cut wheat, to get matzahs, you'll know what to do. All right. So this shor is being, he's now stamping on the wheat. And the Torah says we have to do a rachmonas on the behema. We cannot muzzle him. The natural tendency of the animals is while they are walking, is to want to eat. Apparently, it is a tzara to the behema to muzzle them when they are eating. The Torah says, Leisachsor Shor B'Dishoi. So the Gemara here talks about, what if I don't actually put a physical muzzle on their mouths, but I figure out another way to do it? Chosma Beko. You scream at the animal, and by screaming at it, he ceases to work. He ceases to eat as he's walking. He keeps screaming at him, so he listens. So there is a machlokes here in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechonon amar chayiv. Reish Lakish amar poter. Rabbi Yechonon amar chayiv. Akimas piv havi maisa. Reish Lakish amar poter. Kolalei havi maisa. So we have a machlokes here in the Gemara. Whether or not they are chayiv, there's actual chayiv malchus for being chayisim the behemah b'kol.
What does akima
mean? Akima means moving. Akima. Akum. It means, little of the word, akum means to make something curved. So, yes, the curving of the lips, the which you do with the lips, that is called the akima of the piv, is being termed a maisa. So this would seem to be a machloikis. We all know the halacha is lav shein by maisa ain like in a look. Right? There is a tana that holds otherwise. Rabbi Yehuda, we'll learn about him. But the halacha is lav shein by maisa ain like in a look. So there seems to be a machloikis here between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether lav shein by maisa like in a love or ain like in a love. Good, very nice. So far the Gemara is very easy, no problem. Taisus, however, raises some issues. Rabbi Yechon Amar Chayav Akima Sfosav Havi Maisa. Zok Taisus, Tema. The Vepera Gimel de Shvus, Amar B'yechonon, Oymer Hayar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yehsi Aglili. Kol Lav, Shein B'maisa, Ein Loikin Alov, Chutz Minishba, Umeymar, Umekalel Chaveri B'Shem. What is Nishba? Person took a Shvur, right? Shvur Sheker. You'll get Malkus for that. Should not, that is true. L'chadchila, we don't like for people to swear. However, there's no aveira if you swear. If the shvua is not a shvua shav, shvua is a shvua semish, not a shvua sheker, there's no straight aveira. However, for a shvua shav, you are going to be chayav malchus. Aye, it's a lav shein bo maisa. Why is it a lav shein bo maisa? Because it's dibur. Well, the next case is what? Meimar. What is Meimar? Tmura, right? There's a lav, in fact, two lavin in the Torah of Tmura at the end of Parashas Achri Moist, or M, I think it's Emor. Where is that? Or Bahan. Embarrass myself here. The Torah says that the Torah gives two lavin, Torah asers the lav. There's two lavin actually, two different parashas. The Torah provides lavin for tamura. Tamura is when one transfers from one behemoth to another the kedusha. And pashas the lacha is the he's saying is the lacha is you get malchus. Why do you get malchus? The chayra the same problem. You know, the second lav it's at the end of parashas bechukaisa, not bahar but bechukaisa, last parash in the Torah. Torah says, "Le yivaker bein teiv l'rav lo yemirenu, v'im homer yemirenu v'hayahu usmorosu yeh kodesh." That's one lav. A few psukim before, the Torah brought another lav. Torah said, Lo yachlifenu velo yamer oisoi toiv bera oi rabbit toiv vim homer yomer behemoth behemoth vehoyahu usmarosu ye kodesh. In other words, to say the kedusha on this behemoth should be on this behemoth, that is a lav in the Torah. If you do it, guess what? The original behemoth remains kodesh, and this one is also kodesh, and you're over a lav. Third example, mekal chaveri b'shem. That's pretty self-explanatory. Mikal, your friend, with the Shem Hashem, you get Malchus. All three of these items have in common that they are Bedibor, Frick Taisvis. The whole statement is Kol Lav Shein B'Maisa, like in a love, except for these. These are called Lav Shein B'Maisa. V'loi Rabbi Yechlan, Gufei Kamar Hocha, Dakima Svasav, Hayumai Havimaisa. Im Kain Nishbo Meme Makalo Chavero B'Shem Amai Machshiv Oysan Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Pella. V'yesh Loimar Zalei Kamer V'yechanan Dakimas Piv Havi Maisa Lahocha Mishum Dividi Burei Kavid Maisa. Rabbi Yechanan is Mechadesh. You know why Akimas Piv over here is called a Maisa? Because Bidi Burei Kavid Maisa. What does that mean? Your words cause an action. Push up shot. So in other words, it's not only, he explains himself, Shaileches v'dosha b'layachila. Your words have caused this animal to muzzle up himself. You've caused something to happen through your words. K'nemrinin be'reish t'mura ahi d'chutz min nishba me'meim makalo chaveroi. Omalir b'yechon l'tana le'sitni meimar d'vidibure k'avid maisa. Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Tmura doesn't fit into the list of three. Tmura is, in fact, a lav sheyesh bei ma'isa. Why? Dividibure kavid ma'isa. Tmura. Maimer. Why? What's the ma'isa by Tmura? The behemoth becomes kaddish. That's called ma'isa, says Rabbi Yechanan. Ulahachi parechacha Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lachish mi meimer dechashiv ma'isa. Mishuma divure ka avid ma'isa. Aval nishba le avid bidibure ma'isa. Kedemuki le hosam bechalti vle achalti. A guy swears he ate something and he didn't eat it. So Tosfos lays down that in fact the reason why it is considered a lav shein sheish ba ma'isa by chasima bekel is because bidibure ka avid ma'isa. Going on. Mimanavshach. If you say Bidiburi Kavid Maisa, so that's it. Bidiburi Kavid Maisa. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean in our sugya? Akimas Piv Havya Maisa. It's not the Akimas Piv Havya Maisa. It's that the Maisa occurred as a result of the Dibur. And if the whole reason why it's called a Maisa is because of the Maisa that resulted from the Dibur, then what does Reish Lakish mean to be Choylek and say Kolalei Havi Maisa? In other words, once Taisus lays down B'diburi Kavid Maisa, so where's there room for Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? And what does Rabbi Yochanan mean by saying Akimas Piv Havi Maisa? The Akimas Piv is not the Maisa. It's the result which is the Maisa. B'diburi Kavid Maisa. He did something. He caused the behemoth to stop eating. He was Makdish of behemoth. That's the Maisa. The Dibur is not the Maisa, that's the Maisa. What does it mean? Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. Do you hear the problem, Chevra?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes, see, you with me?
Yeah.
You really with me? Should I repeat it?
Yeah, why not?
Did you see this? Did you understand when I read the Taisus?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm asking, what does the Taisus say to Divuri Kapit Maisa? So once Taisus lays that down, the whole Gemara becomes meaningless. Rabbi Yechanan said the reason why it's called Maisa is to Akimas Piv Havi Maisa. That's not what Taisus says. Taisus says the result is the Maisa, not the Akimas Piv. And if you say a svar with the word covered Maisa, so what does Reish Lakish argue with? Well, Reish Lakish says that by Chasim and Bakal, it's not called a why? Because Kolalei Havi Maisa. So what? The Kol's not a Maisa. But the Bori covered Maisa. The Maisa is what happened, the result.
According to Taisus, they're arguing about whether or not that counts for anything.
What counts for what counts for
anything?
The
result of my call doing something is that counts so as me doing a Maisa.
If that is the Machloikis, then why is it expressed like Kimas Piv Havi Maisa versus Kolal Havi Maisa?
Why Taisus says that, I'm saying that's maybe what Taisus is
saying. But I'm trying to see how it fits with the Gemara. Taisus is making a statement that seems to contradict the Gemara. It doesn't
that's
fit
true.
With the Gemara.
I didn't answer that question.
What was our second problem?
I want you to answer that. I gotta answer all the questions, Yeshua. Yes.
What was our other problem? Not that Kimas Piv Havi Maisa. What was the other problem?
Say, there's two things. And that's, if what Taisus is saying is true, what in the world does Rabbi Yechanan mean by Kimas Piv Havi Maisa? What does that mean? And what is Reish Lakish arguing with? The Taisus has a good svar, a good shot to say there. It's always called Maisa. So my Rosh Hashiva here in Eretz Yisrael, my Rabbi, Rabbi Berman, Zichrono Debracha, laid down an important yesod which will explain and answer this issue. You see from here, in the Parsha of Maisa, the Parsha of Maisa, the subject of Maisa, the Parsha of Maisa, there are actually two parts. There is what we'll call the Cheftza Shel Maisa. The result of the action is a Maisa. There's something physical attached to it, something that, a physicality to it, that we'll call a Chefetz Shel Maisa. But there's something else too. There is what the person does to affect that result. We'll term that the Asiya. The Asiya is something that a person does that creates the Maisa. And the Maisa is the end result. To be Chayav Malkus, a lav sheyesh by Maisa, you need two qualities. The Asiya has to have a din Maisa, and the result has to have a din Maisa. If one has a din ma'isa without the other, that is not called a lav sheyesh by ma'isa. There is what is called the asiyah, and then there is the ma'isa. This musig of the asiyah is a tremendous chiddush, but once you understand it, you see how many things it solves and how many issues it will explain. So you can give you an example of something. Does anybody know what the din of psik reisha is about? What is psik reisha?
It's sure going to happen.
It's for sure going to happen. So give me an example of what's called, what is the Gemara actually says, psik reisha v'le yomus. What's the case of psik reisha?
Falls off.
Right. Now there's a person, the halacha is, you're chayiv on Shabbos for netilas neshama. Guy says, I wanted to cut off the head of a chicken to use for a toy. Fun toy, huh? I don't want to kill the chicken. But guess what? We know the chicken's going to die. The Gemara says that even though my intention was that the chicken, I had no intention at all for the killing of the chicken, psik reisha v'leyamos, it's impossible. Once you know that you're cutting off the head of the chicken, contained in that already is that the chicken will die. Therefore, the gavra is considered to have intended the death of the chicken. Why is that? What does that mean? Teretz is because the asiyas gavra contains in it not only an asiyah of cutting off the head of the chicken, but munach in his asiyah also is that the chicken will die. It therefore there is munach in the asiyah a kavana for the death of the chicken as well. What he may have wanted is immaterial. It's munach in the asiyah that the chicken was going to die. Yes.
How can Tosfos on Omer Aleph seems to say that the intention regarding Eid Zomim should matter under this Swara?
What on Omer Aleph? Who Omer Aleph? What are you talking about?
Tosfos brought the Nakasha. Why don't we say that he's able to say that I didn't mean to give Eid Zomim about the...
What? Sure, might we have to get 20 shekels? I'll keep an eye on him.
Why can't the guy claim that I didn't mean to make him into a challah? I didn't mean to make his kids into a challah. Whatever it is, that's just exact kasha. But he brought down a concept that you could say.
Well, the intention. I didn't mean it. Well, that's a special lach in Zemimin. I didn't mean. You're getting it. Like, why don't we have a lach of psik reisha over here in this? It's not no gear to this. So you see, Rabbi, what I want to take out of this suki over here in Bafa Metzia, the Taisus, is this new musa called Asiya. A lot of Achronim, so I'll show you another example of this. A lot of Achronim talk about when someone does something be'oinis, in oinis. So the nusach in Achronim is if someone did something b'oinis, the nusach the Achronim says, though he didn't do it. A lot of Achronim use that nusach, though he didn't do it. Well, if he didn't do it, who did it? Teretz says, the chisvada he did it. The chisaron was in his asiya. The asiya did not contain a kavana for this result. This is the musach of an asiya. So having said this, Rabbi Yisai, let's come back to our Marshal and see if we can understand what the Marshal is saying.
You need to have the Chetza and the Asiya.
You need to have the Chetza of Ma'isa and the Asiya. So let me get back to it. So everyone is agreement, but the Buri Ka'avad Ma'isa. Rabbi Yechanan's Chiddush is that since Akimas Fasayim is called a Ma'isa, so therefore that together, that Akimas Fasayim, which has a din maisa combined with the result, is called a maisa to be mechayev the gavra for what he has done. Reish Lakish is chaylik. Hagam, the result was maisa, but the asiyas gavra was not called a maisa. Therefore, the chetz of maisa that is done is not mitztarif to what the gavra has done. It does not get a din of Maisa. The marshal here means the following. What is this comparison? Shoige compared to Mezid. The Dibor, what's the comparison? Teretz is the following. Both are chisroinos in the Asiya. The ptur of kapara that you get by shoigeg is not stam because he's a shoigeg. The Torah provides kapara where there's a chisaron in the Asiya. Sometimes the chisaron in the Asiya is in the kavana of the gavra. This Asiya is an Asiya that was not intended. He did not intend the result. Therefore, magia le kapara. But sometimes, the chisaron is in the Asiya itself. This Asiya does not have a din maisa. It's only dibor. And a filu, according to Rabbi Yechanan will also be maide, that when the akimas fasayim doesn't produce a result, doesn't produce a chefetz of ma'isa, even he's ma'ida that that's a chisaron in the kimas v'sayim, and it doesn't have a din ma'isa. V'haraya, the Gemara refers to nishba, the Gemara refers to mekalas chaver v'shem as a lav shein b'ma'isa. Why is that? Because even though there is dibor, which ostensibly is a kimas v'sayim, and Rabbi Yechanan says that's ma'isa, but sof kol sof, it did not produce a result of a ma'isa. That is a chisaron on the etzem akimas v'sayim. The akimas v'sayim, hagam mitzad the gavur, it's called ma'isa, but it didn't produce a result. Therefore, it is chisaron of what he's doing. He did something which did not produce a chefetz of ma'isa. Zok the marshal. The din, why a shoige gets kapara, is because there is something missing in his asiya. There was no kavana. Similarly, a mezid bedibor is also missing in the asiya. It's not a complete, it's not a total asiya. The asiya is not one that produces a chefta shomaisa. Where there are chisreinus in the asiya, says Reish Lakish, magia loy kapara. Because it didn't produce a result. You see, it's coming from different angles. But the bottom line is, there's something wrong with the Asiya. In a classic Maisa, when somebody kills somebody b'mezid, he's doing everything. There's Kavana, and there is a Cheftesho Maisa. Here, by Shoigeg, there's a Chisaron and the Kavana of the Gavra. Something missing in his doing. What's missing in his doing? Lack of intention. What's missing in Mezid B'dibor is, what's missing in his Asiya is, what he did. He did not do an action that would have the chashivas of producing a result, a physical result.
He did do an action, just got interrupted by other
agents. But that action doesn't have a din maisa because it didn't produce a result. Oh. So now, the shach v'tar between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish becomes much more evident. Rabbi Yechanan was telling us that as far, Rabbi Yechanan was not misyachis to this shtikl Torah. Rabbi Yechanan held that the halacha of kapara is completely because of shoigeg. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan's shtikl Torah was, if we're operating midin shoigeg, in neither case do we have shoigegim, not by Adam Zimmerman, not by someone who kills B'mezid, therefore there's nothing to talk about. There's no kapara here. Elamai, the meduber in this sugi is what? Midin oinish. He's like, there, then I have a kal v'chomer. Uma hu sh'asa ma'is b'mezid. Eino goyle, we don't give an oinish to somebody who kills. The oinish of golas is never given to someone who kills B'mezid. So then certainly someone who acted B'mezid but did not do an action, certainly his action should not be so chomor as to magia lo the oinish of golus. Reish Lakish's response is, no, there is room over here for kapara. How so? Because there is in fact comparison between Adam Zimmerman and someone who kills b'shoigeg. They both are chisreinus in the asiya. Therefore, who sh'asa ma'is b'mezid le'ligli? If he does a ma'is b'mezid, not magia to him golas, what kind of kapara could he get? He bedafka doesn't get galus ki heich dothin havi le kapara. But hein shlo yasu ma'is b'mezid. They acted b'mezid, but there was still a chisarn in the yasiyat name liglu. They should get galus ki heichi dothin havi lehu kapara. Therefore, Reish Lakish's argument is that the whole Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yochanan is flawed because it's failed to take into account this other aspect. Therefore, since it is flawed that mitzad kapara they could conceivably get galus, therefore the Gemara concludes ele mechvarta kidreish lakish. We have to go back to our initial havamina, which our initial statement, which is Reish Lakish said the reason why Edom Zemim don't go to galus is why. Because of a pasuk, who yonis alacha seorim hu vele zemimin. Here, Chevra. All right. There is a strange meiri here in our sugya. Jason took a couple of things. Jason did himself. I bring this to Shira. I lug it. Takes away from every day. And pay for it also. Ray's getting a free ride. I schlep it every day. Your business is kind of, it's not fair. It's your business. This. I better ask Mechila.
Yeah.
Before Shishan. I'll ask Mechila tomorrow too, just in the next day. And the next day. And the next day. Okay. Alright. Now I gotta find it. Oh! Mishnah Shnia, right? Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Oh, so he says, a Mishnah Shnia veKavana bo beInyan haChelak Harishin Gamkin. Midan Rabish Plain Ishu Chayev Liglois Kevin Chargas Nevish Peshkaga in Umrin Yigalas Etachtav. Eloik Esar Boim Mefarish Atam Bigmara Shneimar Hu Yonas Hu V'Lei Zemimin. Now look at this. V'Chein Huskasham Tam Acher Leimar. Shechol shumezid eino begolus, vafilu basias maisa. Kol shechen bedibur baalma, vafilu makom shein sham misa. Kigayin shle hisru boy. Vechol shechen bemakom shein sham maisa, shein lahaglois es amazid, vedim zemimin mezidin hem bediburam. The afal pi shenidche tam ze begemara nachin hu. It's like saying, what is he rejecting the Gemara?
Yep.
Even though the Gemara itself tosses this tam out, nachin hu. It's right. Is it kaifer? He argues with the Gemara.
Yep.
He can argue with the Gemara. Well, he's saying it's nachin hu. What's nachin? What does he mean?
Huh?
Wants the paskin. As he's saying, really, the premise of Rav Yochanan is correct. Hagam the Gemara is deichet. So I don't know. The Meiri I have, there was a Meiri that, I don't know if the Yeshiva has them. You may have seen the other kind. They have long notes on the bottom. There's a massively long note on this Meiri. But I think what he's getting at is, I'm just guessing, I think what he's getting at is this. He's saying that Rav Yochanan's basic premise is that when a person is bemazed, it's not shaykh or kapar of golus. It can't be. What Reish Lakish was trying to say was, back to Rabbi Yochanan was, is that it isn't muhruch. A kal v'chomer assumes that what you're saying is, this has to be this way. So Reish Lakish is saying, your kal v'chomer is based on an assumption. And he is turning that assumption upside down. He's saying, your assumption is that the reason why a shege goes to Golas is based on what? On the fact that he's shege. As we said before, Reish Lakish's answer to this is that no, this is not based on the fact that he is shege, it's based on the fact that there's chisaron in the asiya. So therefore, the kal v'chomer is not mochruch. It doesn't have to be. But the Meiri is telling us that a gamet doesn't have to be, but a libet emes. Hagam, there's a chisaron in the asiya. The bottom line is, one gets kapara for shoigeg. Your intention is everything. Person who intends on doing a maisa must receive a classic einish. The kaparas of the Torah are given out for shoigeg, not simply for a chisaron in the asiya. Therefore, says the Meiri, Hagam it's nidche. The kavuchemer is in muchroch. But the time is nachon. You are magia kapara only for a case of where there is shoigeg, not b'mezid. Is that clear, Chevra?
Really, he is correct.
No. Huh?
Really, he is correct.
But it isn't. And he's saying, I think he's saying, Pshat in the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan can't say the makor is a kavah chemer because it's based on a svara. The Gemara is saying the svara is not muchruch. You can't say this is the makor for something based on your hanacha. But once we have the pasuk basically goes back and tells me, inachinami, that's really the truth. The reality is the way Riechan understood it. The only time a kapara is meaningful, at least certainly by Gullus, is when he is shaking, not when he's mazing. Without the pasuk, if only had a kavachaymer, then it would have been an assumption of Riechan based on svara. Rishlovia says the assumption is not muchruch. But a libid emes that we have the pasuk. So he's saying is, in Achinami, then the Kal V'Chomer itself was fatally flawed. Because the Kal V'Chomer assumed one could have Golus for any case when there's a Chisaron on the Asiya, but the reality is Golus is only for a case of Shoigeg. All right, tomorrow, gentlemen, the rest of the Marmakaimis are going to go pretty fast. These are Makairis for something we have spoken about already. We will speak about it again tomorrow, bring out a certain idea. There will be other Meir Mekaymis as well as these. Tomorrow, today was Yom Rishon. Wow, tomorrow, it's almost Erev Rosh Hashanah. All right.